charge. I didn't think it was going to be such a hard job.
All right, Mrs. Babbage, don't worry, don't worry. Look, Laverne and Shirley are here. They'll help you clean up. Everything will be all right.
Thank heavens. Okay, bowlers, please go home in your own shoes tonight.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You always like to sing that song. What'd you hit me for?
No, it's nothing, Carmen, nothing.
What is that? What have you got there? You got wax lips on?
No,
I want to see him. Come on. You got a hickey.
You got a hickey. She's got a hickey. You got a hickey,
no,
right?
No, no. She had a hickey. She'd be parading it around.
You got a hickey. Come on. I want to see. What is it?
Come on. Show it.
What is it? I broke my tooth.
Oh, gee. Oh, no. How many times have I told you not to go around opening beer bottles with your teeth, huh?
Oh, it didn't happen on a beer bottle. Anyway, you use the side teeth for them.
I broke my tooth on Jell-O.
Maybe she forgot to take it out of the mold.
I wasn't eating it.
I went up to Lenny and Squiggy's to borrow some quarters for the washing machine, and they had Jell-O all over the floor, and I tripped.
You want to ask her, should I?
You do.
Why did Lenny and Squiggy have Jell-O on the floor?
They were ice skating on it.
Look, Laverne, it doesn't look that bad.
No?
Just keep your mouth closed.
Laverne, I have nothing to say.
Does it really look that awful?
Well, let me have a look at it. Let's see. Gee.
Okay.
Did you lose something?
No, I broke my tooth.
Oh, Laverne, that looks awful. You ought to see a dentist.
Well, I tried calling Dr. Huber, but he's on vacation for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You can't walk around like that for 2 weeks. You look like Cuckoo, Fran, and Ollie.
Well, you're the one that looks like Kukla.
Why don't you just go to another dentist?
Oh, because Doc Huber always gives me a special deal. When I got money, I pay him.
That's the way Lenny and Squiggy pay the rent.
I know a dentist who'll fix that tooth of yours, and it won't cost you a penny.
Really?
Who?
Oh, no. If you're talking about your cousin Mikey, you could just forget it.
Why, Laverne? Mikey's a good dentist.
He's not a dentist. He's an almost dentist.
Well, he would be a dentist if it weren't for a couple of bad breaks on his finals. He almost passed last time. If he hadn't made that man scream.
He made a grown man scream?
Well, actually, it was a small child. But I'm sure that the little tyke was just overreacting, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'll wait for Huber to get back. Until then, I'll just keep it covered. Okay?
Okay. But you look like my Grandma Molly.
The one who chews with her lips?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's not Molly.
It's Molly, all right. Yes, I think it can best be described by the word yuck.
All right, I'll go see your cousin Mike.
Oh, great.
Really looks yuck?
Laverne, we are talking scuzz bomb.
There's all the beanies at Lake Whitefish for the picnic. Look at you in that swimsuit. You must have been, what, 8 years old?
I was 15.
Well, we beanies are late bloomers.
Yes, we are.
Hi, Laverne.
Oh, hi, Mikey. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, did you show you that picture of her in the swimsuit? It kills me, that one. It just kills me. Woo-hoo!
I really appreciate your letting me take my final exam in your mouth.
Oh, that's okay, Mikey.
Licorice. Mr. Tooth Decay is going to have a field day with you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we could go down to the dental school.
I thought you were going to fix my tooth tomorrow.
Well, I am, but I want to examine it today. I need some x-rays before I work on it.
Well, Mikey, I don't have time to go cross town. You see, I got a date in 45 minutes.
You got a date tonight?
Some men are interested in more than teeth.
Why?
Look, Mikey, if you really have to check me today, can't you do it here?
Well, I'd rather go to the school, but if you insist...
Oh, stop whining, Mikey, huh?
Okay. Where can I scrub up?
Oh, in the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, and Mikey, don't peek in the shower, okay? I have some delicate personal things hanging in there, if you know what I mean.
I've seen it all. I'm almost a doctor.
I know you. dignified manner.
I'm still cute, huh?
Sure you are. But I don't understand how you got a date with that mouth.
Oh, well, I went down to the candy store and I met this really cute guy named Coochie.
You met a guy named Cootie?
Coochie. And his tooth chipped just like mine. I mean, it's a perfect match for that.
How very romantic.
Yeah.
Two people with holes in their head.
We've come to fix your tooth, Laverne. No, laugh if you must, but this is all very scientific. We're going to file all of your teeth down so they're the same size.
That way nobody will notice the short, stubby one. Lenny, the chisel.
Oh, no, you ain't chisel. Idea.
Gun.
Look, wouldn't it be a lot easier to build one tooth up than to chisel 31 down?
Excuse me.
Nope.
All right, we'll move on to plan B. I'll go to the hardware store and get the cement.
Yeah, I'll go look through my baby teeth and see if there's one that'll fit Laverne.
I hope you realize, Laverne, the sacrifice that that boy is making for you.
He loved those baby teeth as if they was his own.
How long do I have to let the water run before it stops coming out brown?
Come back in August.
Laverne, could you come in the bathroom with me, please? There's better light there.
Okay. Hey, you're not going to use a chisel, are you?
Of course not.
I was just asking,
Okay.
My cousin the dentist.
Put it right here.
Okay.
All right. Open wide. Okay.
No, please, Laverne, let Mikey fix your tooth.
Sure, he couldn't examine me without shaking like a leaf. I don't trust him.
You really should get it fixed before your father gets back from Chicago.
Well, something will come up.
I want no silly hysterics. I'm going to fix your tooth as completely and simply as I can with the use of this string.
Okay, the other end of the string is tied to the truck bumper and the engine is racing.
All right, we are wasting gas.
You're right. You guys go out in the truck and I'll tie this string around my,
Yes, thumb.
Stop.
You won't regret this, Laverne. The next time I see you, you'll have a beautiful gaping hole in the middle of your mouth.
That's your first step on that bumpy road to oral hygiene.
Boy, am I glad you didn't take this garbage out.
No, my dear, it was your turn to take the garbage out.
Then boy, am I glad I didn't take the garbage out. Okay, guys, ready?
Okay.
No.
So, how you doing, Mikey? What?
Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just stay there. Stay there.
Laverne, we got a full-out catastrophe on our hands. Mikey's going to give up dentistry and become a men's room attendant.
Oh, good. What? How can he hurt in a men's room?
Understand what this means to me and all the Feenies. You see, we've never had a doctor in the family, and...
Well, how many men's room attendants have you had?
Well, I'm not ashamed. It's sort of become the family business. just that, golly, we wanted one lousy doctor, and, well, this whole thing with Mikey is your fault. My fault? He just gave me a checkup and he almost killed me. What's going to happen when he gets a drill in his hand, huh?
Well, it is your fault. He wanted to do it right. He wanted to take you down to the dental school, but no, you had to be checked up here because you wanted to go out with your toothless cootie.
I'm responsible for turning a wonderful would-be dentist into a guy who hands out towels for a dime.
Work on me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Laverne. You won't regret it. Mikey. Mikey, my dear, you're going to be a dentist. Yes, tomorrow. Okay. Okay. You won't regret this, Laverne. My family will see to it that your name is known in every restroom throughout this great land of ours.
Look at all this equipment, will you?
What does this say?
No.
Please. Please.
Oh, no.
Hey, stop coming out. Turn that off.
I fix it.
Just stop and go back on.
You want a nurse?
I'm not a real nurse.
Well,
turn this thing.
No, no, no. It's quite the same.
Well, quit pointing at me.
Well, quit pointing at me.
Well, I'm only pointing at you because you're pointing at me.
No, you're pointing at me. Quit pointing at me.
Feeney?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I have already administered exactly 1.8 cc's of Novocaine. This is all the patient will require for a comfortable session. You can see she feels absolutely nothing. Now, allow me to show you the x-rays of her mouth and tell you what I plan to do.
Girl, imagine that. Isn't medical science wonderful? You don't feel a thing. That's kind of fun, you know.
Girl, I felt that.
You felt this?
Yes, it felt just like this. But I am trying to tell you, the shot he gave me didn't work.
What?
I could feel everything. I'm going to have to ask Mikey to give me another
shot. No, he might get in trouble.
Oh. But then if he starts working on me and I yell a flinch, he'll get nervous and start shaking and then he'll flunk.
Oh. Listen, we'll ask him, okay?
Okay. Just ask him.
Mikey, could you come here just a second? We were wondering, would they flunk you if you made just one tiny little error?
Not usually, but since I'm a five-time loser, they... Wait a minute! What's wrong?
Nothing. You're shaking steady as she goes now. Just go back to the professor and get ready. Oh. I don't know how to tell him he's not going to be a dentist after all.
You don't have to tell him.
Why?
I'll go through this thing without another shot.
No, you can't do that.
What? I could take pain.
Yeah?
Sure, it's easy. Pink bellies.
Oh, yeah.
Indian burns. Noogies. I can take it. Besides, I promised him I'd go through with it.
Thanks, Laverne. I owe you for this one.
Professor, first of all, I will explore the damaged region.
He's going to explore, girl. I'm going to hold her hand just for luck.
Open wide, please. Something the matter?
No! I seem to have lost an earring down there. Oh, well, oh, poo, it's from the Woolworths anyway.
Are you all right, Laverne? You look green.
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's just the reflection from this spit bib here.
Oh. Now, Professor, I believe we are ready to commence drilling.
Very well.
Oh, thank you. Open wide, please.
Ixnay on the Ildre, Mikey. Ixnay on the Ildre.
Oh, man, you'll spill past the window!
No,
listen to me, Mikey. Listen, the Novocaine didn't take... The shot didn't work. Laverne can feel everything.
What?
Mikey, you gotta give her another shot. You gotta give her another shot, okay?
I can't give her another shot!
No, you can give her another shot. Come on, Mikey,
just give me another shot before the professor gets back.
I can't do that. I can't. Professor, there's nobody out there.
He must have gotten off at another floor.
Professor, I was wrong. A good dentist always thinks of his patient first. And this patient seems to need more Novocaine.
I was hoping you'd figure that out. I was getting tired looking out the window. You people talk very loud.
Does that mean you're not going to pluck me?
Of course I'm not. You didn't know she was in pain. A patient should tell you when she's in pain. Shame on you sitting there in pain.
I could be a dentist if I really tried hard enough. What? We could be partners. Feeny and Feeny.
Sure we could.
Dear Diary, things do have a way of turning out right for us. The luck of the Irish. Period. Laverne's tooth looks great, and Mikey has become a dentist. Carmine and I celebrated Mikey's graduation last night up at Inspiration Point.
You can't tell a bit. Boy, that Mikey's a heck of a dentist, huh? Told you so. Writing about your date last night with Carmine? What'd you do?
None of your beeswax.
Oh, great, Coco, thanks.
Welcome.
I think I'll just sip mine in bed.
Laverne, you don't look like a scuzz bomb no more.
Ah, thanks, Cheryl. Good night.
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 Night, night.
Night, night. Night.
Dear diary, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Carmine and I celebrated Mikey's graduation last night up at Inspiration Point. First we L46 bingo, then we whipped up 709. From now on, all the good stuff's gonna be written in code.